mirror, breaking it into pieces. 7 years of bad luck, they say. In any case, for vanity, it is a true disaster.
In the 654th year of Smurf, a fierce wind and a full moon will announce 100 years of bad luck. The only thing that can stop this from happening is the Dance of 100 Smurfs.
Papa Smurf reads and closes the old book with a shiver.
100 Smurfs? Are there 100 Smurfs?
He wonders, feeling a little anxious. He quickly decides to visit everyone in the village and make a list. It seems the run of bad luck has already started, as Papa Smurf sees all sorts of accidents happen everywhere he goes.
It's a disaster!
He cries, having completed his list.
There's only 99 of us! We won't be able to Smurf the dance!
In the meantime, Vanity decides to make an unbreakable mirror out of polished metal. The sound of his hammering reverberates in the entire village, making the Smurfs hold their ears. When the sun sets, Vanity stops the hammering. Now he is polishing his mirror. The horrible grating noise keeps everyone awake all night.
"Fine, then," he says in the morning. "I'll go and Smurf my work in the middle of the forest. I will not disturb anyone there."
But unfortunately, the forest animals find his hammering just as annoying. Vanity finishes his mirror and moves onto the frame. But then it starts to rain heavily. The little Smurf grabs his precious mirror and hurries back to the village. All of a sudden, Vanity is struck by lightning. He hits the ground, completely stunned.
"Phew, it's not broken,"
he says with relief, as he finds his mirror laying on the ground.
"Broken, not it's phew."
His reflection repeats his words in reverse order.
"Who Smurfed this?"
Vanity exclaims.
"This Smurfed who?"
the other Smurf replies. Vanity realizes with disbelief that his reflection has come to life.
What an incredible adventure!
Vanity is shocked. He runs to the village to ask Papa Smurf for help, but his reflection is following him like a shadow.
"Then the lightning struck, and there were two of us,"
Vanity says to Papa Smurf.
"Struck lightning, then, us of two were there, and,"
his reflection adds. Vanity's story takes Papa Smurf by surprise, but he quickly gathers his wits.
"We have 100 Smurfs! Now we can Smurf the dance,"
he says happily. The Smurfs gather at the square. Led by Papa Smurf, they begin the dance that is supposed to break the spell of bad luck. Unfortunately, Vanity's reflection does everything in backwards order. Because of him, the Smurfs are unable to perform the dance.
"It's all because of Vanity's double. He Smurfs everything wrong,"
one of the Smurfs says angrily. Annoyed, Vanity decides to defend his double and takes him home. But once they get there, they both try to walk through the door at the same time and end up getting stuck. When it's time to eat, they bump into each other, trying to sit on the same chair. At night, it gets even worse. They keep pushing one another out of the bed. Finally, the irritated twins get into a fight, and Vanity throws his reflection out of the house. When the door closes, the doubles can no longer see each other, so the magic bond between them breaks. Vanity's reflection decides to go back where he came from, to the forest. There, he finds the mirror, laying in the grass. The reflection would like to go back into the mirror, where he belongs. However, it seems impossible. But then, another lightning strike hits him and allows him to go through the glass. A group of Smurfs set out to find Vanity's double. They arrive at the clearing and find the magic mirror.
"I have no idea how it Smurfed,"
the reflection tells them.
"But I'm back inside the mirror."
"He can Smurf normally,"
Papa Smurf exclaims.